嗨，大家好，我的新节目杰尼金奖老友记半价活动将在4日后开启，原价299元的精品课4月23日仅需149元五角。节目将提炼美剧老友记里的高频口语，教你地道的发音技巧，美剧爱好者们还有想练口语纠正发音的同学们都不要错过下周二的半价优惠活动，请现在关注开言英语的公众号留意活动。嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam, and I wish we had nicer news to talk about.
但今天我们要说的是一件 It's a very sad thing, but hopefully, you know, the Notre Dame, it will be rebuilt.
It will be rebuilt. So Jenny just gave away our topic for today.
The Notre Dame.
The cathedral.
对，巴黎圣母院啊。非常不幸的是有一个火灾，然后 it destroyed many parts of Notre Dame. But luckily, the big structure is still there.
Right, exactly.
好，那我们今天就分享一下巴黎圣母院相关的一些英语。讲到说巴黎圣母院相关的英语啊， the name itself actually is in French.
Yes, that's right, because it's in France.
它的名字 Adam 在用，因为你学过法语嘛， why don't you teach?Just how to say it properly.
Well, it's not going to be easy, because the R's are really tough. Oh. But usually in English, if we're saying it, we'll probably say Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Dame, yeah.
Dame. Notre Dame, 我们先来分析一下啊。Notre 在法语里是什么意思？
Our.
我们的。Mm. N-O-T-R-E.
Yep.
那个 Dame 就是 lady, 是吧？
Dame.
女士、
yeah.
So Notre Dame literally means Our Lady.
Our Lady, yes.
这个 Our Lady, 我们的女士，她其实说的就是圣母玛利亚、Virgin Mary.
The Virgin Mary.
Okay, 那巴黎圣母院 the French name is Notre Dame.
Right, du Paris.
巴黎圣母院、Okay, 那 Notre Dame du Paris,、我三年前去巴黎的时候我路过了 so I got to see it, the greatness in distance, 但没有进去。
Oh, why not?
因为那天人特别多天又很热带着两个小孩。就现在很后悔啊 I'm really kicking myself, but, 但我觉得就是这种世界上很伟大的建筑很伟大的文明它 powerful, 奇妙的地方就你不一定要去过 it just has that image and significance.In your heart.
Yeah, well, that's why we often say it's an iconic image.
Iconic 就是非常标志性的啊。其实巴黎圣母院它是一个大教堂。
Yes.
然后教堂在英文有两种说法。
There's a bunch.
More than two.
Yeah, well, we call Notre Dame a cathedral.
Cathedral.
Which is a really big church.
对，一个 cathedral 就是特别宏大、特别大的教堂。比如说 in Vatican,、梵蒂冈那个 Basilica, 对吧
right.
还有就是 Cathedral 是不是也说是一个 Catholic 的、
yep.
天主教的一个教堂
Right, exactly. So all, I guess you could say that、all cathedrals are churches, not all churches are cathedrals.
All right, because churches 就是
It's just a building. It's any kind of building or a basement. Like we could start a church in this recording studio.、
而且是比较Protestant, Christian.
Well, yes and no. I mean, when we talk about Catholicism, like、all of the Catholics or the Vatican, like you just say, we often say the Catholic Church. But、we're not talking about the buildings. We're talking about the...
Religion.
The religion or the institution.
是的。好，那还是回到、Notre Dame. 其实世界上很多地方都有 Notre Dame.
Yeah.
这个名字因为就是圣母院的意思、
right.
是吧就美国有一个大学 There's a university called Notre Dame
Well, so they call it Notre Dame
Oh, it's a very Americanized French pronunciation, right? 那这次巴黎圣母院的火灾、我们怎么说就是巴黎圣母院着火了、
Probably the easiest way is caught fire Something caught on fire
To catch fire.
Catch on fire.
Catch on fire.
Right. If we were watching it, like when you see all the pictures online, it is on fire, or it was on fire. But it has to catch on fire.
是的，他这次去 catch on fire 好像说是因为 it's being restored. There's a restoration project.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic, really.
Right, 就比较危险啊。And apparently it was very difficult to put out the fire. 要把这个火扑 扑灭也不容易，因为这是一个800多年的建筑，好像 firemen are worried 如果他们就那样大力的喷火，是不是会、mm-hmm. you know making it worse?
Right, yeah, all that pressure.
是，所以就我觉得整个世界当时都是很揪心的。然后我看 CNN.com 它有一篇报道、啊、里面一句话说特别好，就说 the world is united by common sorrow.
Yes.
就世界上即使你没有去过巴黎没有去过 Notre Dame、mm-hmm. 但是因为这个它实在太 iconic 了、
right.
太标志性了，所以都觉得啊怎么会这样，都非常的揪心、mm-hmm. And then you realize you know these great civilizations 然后 history belong to all of us、
mm, Well said、
历史然后伟大的文明其实是全世界人类共有的财产啊。好，那我想巴黎圣母院之所以在全世界范围里都这么有标志性，大家有一种情感的连接，其实还是跟雨果的一部小说一个 novel 很有关系。
Yeah, I remember reading this when I was a kid and then they made a movie out of it、mm. The movie, of course, the book is called The Hunchback of Notre Dame
对，刚刚说到雨果啊 ，Victor Hugo,
yeah, or Hugo.
Hugo, 对。然后这本小说 ，the French name is just Notre Dame de Paris,、mm. 巴黎圣母院。然后，但是它的英语名字叫什么 ？The Hunchback.
Hunchback, yeah, the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
钟楼怪人。Mm. 其实 ，Hunchback 是一个就是驼背的人， mm-hmm. 是吗？因为这个小说里面的主角卡西莫多
，Quasimodo.
Quasimodo 就是、mm.。He was born deformed,
right?
畸形
So his only job was to ring the bell.
The bell.
He couldn't get a job, you know, at the bank.
所以 church 上面 ring the bell 就是敲钟，对吧？ 然后那个钟楼叫 bell tower.
Yeah, there's lots of different names.
Different names. 对，然后但这部小说里面女主角也很重要。
Yeah, yeah. She has a great name too, Esmeralda.
艾斯美拉达、
mm-hmm.
She's gypsy、
yeah.
吉普赛女郎、mm. She's so young, like 16
yeah.
in the novel, 对 a teenager、当然这部不朽的小说、It lasts forever 然后巴黎圣母院 The amazing thing about these big grand cathedrals and churches 就是 throughout history永远好像没有造完、
Yeah, it's always getting burned or an army comes in and, you know, burns this part of it.
Right, 就是有 destruction,、
yeah.
会有一些损毁 maybe 就是时间太长了、mm-hmm. 对吗 And they're always being rebuilt.
Yeah.
我还记得 when I was in Barcelona, 高迪的圣家大教堂、
mm.
到现在还在造 And they say it's a cathedral, 就是 it's a building that will never finish.
Right, yeah.
因为 each generation, 每一个世代都会有自己的一些想法一些、your own interpretation 放在它的上面
Yeah,、
哦、
absolutely.
但这次、Macron, 法国的总统、mm. 马克龙他不是宣布说我们五年内要 rebuild、
mm.
要重修重建巴黎圣母院然后大家就我看好多分析就说 Oh, is it possible? Because、
yeah.
it took, you know, 160 years to build the original cathedral.
Right, exactly.
但现在可能 modern technology.
Yeah, or maybe he's just a politician and just...
And also, you're not building it from scratch.
Right, that's true.
刚刚我们说到这个 to rebuild something,、mm-hmm. it means...
Build it again.
所以在英语里面我们看到很多前缀有 RE、
mm.
这个 RE 的词都是说 to do it again、
right. Do it again, renew
对 restore
Restore
对吧、
yeah.
重建重修、
Restart
对重启 So you can restart your computer
Your computer, yeah、
然后我也看了一些媒体的文章说原来在法国因为 Notre Dame 已经真的很老了然后就一直 there's efforts to 就让大家筹款啊 fundraising efforts、
mm-hmm.
叫大家捐款我们把这个 cathedral 好好的修一修但都没有得到很大规模的响应直到这次 it's significantly destroyed by a fire、
mm-hmm.
然后不管是Parisian 市民、
mm-hmm.
还是 big you know, corporations 大的企业
yeah,
就是
Nestle
They all rush to fundraise or contribute money
Right, yeah
对
Chip in
对 chip in、来贡献自己的一份力量好那今天节目的最后呢我们说说就除了巴黎圣母院以外啊，巴黎还有很多非常 iconic 标志性的建筑也好自然景观也好、我就觉得对于要去法国旅游的朋友甚至 these places are so famous it's useful to know their French names
yeah absolutely、
which one do you want to start with
well I think probably just as iconic in Paris is the Eiffel Tower.
埃菲尔铁塔、mm. 这个比较 好念 The、mm. Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower, yeah.
Tower 当然就是英语是吧、mm. The Eiffel Tower. 这个我上去过、mm. 没有遗憾了没有那个圣母院的遗憾
So if it fell over tomorrow, you wouldn't feel bad.
Hey, hey.
Knock on wood.
这个 Eiffel Tower, I think one thing I didn't realize was just how big it is.、
Mm-hmm.
因为你平时看它就是一个塔嘛 You know、right. it's big, 但你没想到真的上去以后It's a big building.、
Mm-hmm.
而且我觉得最 amazing 的就是 it's a metal tower,、
yeah.
right? 而且没有那种那么多的玻璃啊什么阻挡着你 So you can see the entire Paris, 然后又有风吹来 It's magnificent.
When I went there, I didn't have any money, so I couldn't actually go up. So、I just looked at it from the bottom. It was still pretty impressive.
对对对，但你上去就更 amazing 了。Mm.然后我还记得我在上面看到一个老鼠。
Oh, no.
It's an old building.
Yeah, I guess.
It's kind of charming. 然后我给大家一个小 hack, 一个小窍门。就是我当时是在旅游网站上面买了一个它有一个餐厅的这个 set lunch.、
Mm.
然后这样呢你就可以不用排那么久时间的队 because you're going up there to eat.、
Mm.
对然后你吃好饭以后可以在那儿转一转。
Oh, okay,
I think、
cool.
it's a great, yeah, time saving.strategy 对而且吃的东西味道也不错好除了埃菲尔铁塔呢巴黎还有一个很标志的建筑当然就是凯旋门
Oh, it's the triumph door、
但是我们不叫它 door 或者 gate Right,
right. It's、an arc Or an arch, I guess in English、
Arc 就是那个拱门嘛、mm-hmm. Right, 因为它就是一个拱形门啊
Right, right, right So Jenny has said so many times that I've studied French But those R's are really hard to say So Arc de Triomphe
Triumph 就是英语里面 triumph, 对、
yeah.
就凯旋的意思、mm. 是吧、然后这凯旋门我去过它是在香榭里舍大道上
Oh yeah Oh Champs-Élysées Oh Champs-Élysées
对有一个很好听的 法语歌曲就是香榭里舍
sur l'avenue
Right So Champs-Élysées
This one's really tough because it has so many、letters that you don't sayFrench is so full of them. It's just Champs-Élysées.
Champs-Élysées. 香榭里舍大道啊 Champs-Élysées. 好那最后呢我们说两个就自然的景观吧。
Mm.
这个我到巴黎就觉得 It just signifies the Parisian spirit to me.
Baguette?
除了 baguette 法棍以外塞纳河。
Oh, the Seine.
The Seine、mm. 塞纳河 The Seine 大家注意、mm-hmm. 别忘了那个 the 它的拼法是 S-E-I-N-E、
mm-hmm.
但我们也不说 Seine 是吧
Seine
Yeah, we just say
Seine
The Seine、
mm-hmm.
然后左岸 Left Bank
The Left Bank
Or Rive Gauche 是吗
Gauche
Gauche
yeah,、
Gauche OK, 那今天我们的节目呢跟大家说了一下 Notre Dame, 巴黎圣母院。我想其实很多朋友应该去过巴黎啊大家都可以在留言里面跟我们分享一下你美好的这个巴黎记忆 ,Notre Dame 的记忆。然后也感谢你收听今天的节目。我是 Jenny, 我们下次再见。Bye!
Bye, guys!